morning.
Tell me about the move over law for people who don't know what this is.
Sure. A couple projects that we're working on this summer for the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. What they end up doing is kind of collaborating with area agencies to provide a targeted enforcement education for certain laws. Obviously, one of those that we're hitting is the hands-free law. But another one is the move-over law. So we're going to be looking at doing some projects late spring, early summer, to make sure that people understand what the rules are as it relates to driving down the highway and seeing a car on the side of the road.
So if you see flashing lights, even if you don't see flashing lights, if they don't have their hazard on, you need to get over in the left-hand lane.
Yep, and there's a misconception. Back in 2018, they changed the law to include vehicles that are pulled over to the side of the road with their flashing lights on. It used to just be emergency vehicles and tow vehicles. Now it's really any vehicle that's pulled over to the side of the road. What we're looking for is in a four-lane road situation like Highway 30, east and west, if you're in that outside lane and there's a car parked on the shoulder, if you can get over into that lane, you can continue to drive at your normal speed. If you're not able to get over one lane from the vehicle that's on the side of the road, then you need to make sure that you slow down. And what I tell people and what I've told students in driver's education is you got to make it obvious. It's got to be 5 to 10 under the speed limit when you go by there. You just want to make sure you use caution. If you're on a two-lane road, like Highway 14 north and south of town, you just want to make sure you don't have that option to go into that other lane. You don't want to go to an opposing traffic ever. So your only option is going to be to slow down that 5 to 10 under the speed limit just to make sure it's obvious you're using caution when you go by those vehicles.
Got it, yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask you, but you answered it because I know me personally and I know other people listening have had that situation where you, for whatever reason, cannot get over because there's another vehicle in that, you know, lane, left lane. What to do? And slow down. That makes perfect sense because, you know, people are trying to change tires and, you know, stuff like that. And they're sometimes, unfortunately, they're walking out in to traffic. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous for officers on the side of the road when we're doing traffic stops or traffic enforcement. We want to make sure those construction workers, tow truck drivers, And just people that are just having a general bad day with their vehicle on the side of the road. We just want to try to make it safe. We want to keep those traffic fatalities down and just make sure that people can get from A to B as safe as possible.
Yeah. So, Chris, you said this summer, all summer long, or are you picking a month, or when are you thinking of doing this?
Well, we'll try to put out some education here and there. It just kind of depends on when we can collaborate with some of those, with our government. Traffic Safety Bureau kind of puts out general timelines of when they like those targeted enforcement projects, but we'll make sure the public